Thank you. We are part of an international organization called Centers for Spiritual Living. And by being part of that, we join in mind and heart and consciousness with people all over the world who are celebrating these same ideas, the same life. The vision for that organization is that we envision a humanity awakening to its spiritual magnificence. Now, one of the things this organization does is license people who are demonstrating and have demonstrated that they know these principles and use them to create wonderful experiences in their lives, to create a whole new life, a life of service, a life of power. And they know how to work with other people to help them support that creation of life in them, choosing and recognizing what is real and true for them. And these folks are called practitioners or licensed practitioners. And today we have one of our licensed practitioners with us who I am very excited to introduce to you. I've known this wonderful woman for quite a while. Her name is Norma Roberts. Take it away, Norma.
Thank you, Dr. Bob, and welcome to all of you. Good morning. I am sincerely happy to be here today as I reflect on experiences that I'm grateful for, because they gave me the opportunity to really know myself as an expression of infinite God. In an article written by Waro Sorenstein, the attitude of gratitude is discussed. And he says, have you ever had someone to say to you, thank you for everything? Doubtless you have. I know that I have. But this expression is usually prompted by some favor granted, some kindness expressed, and some help that is rendered. In a number of ways, these three words might well be the key to successful living. Thank you for everything. Oprah says that leading a meaningful life comes from a deep sense of awareness about who you are and why you are here. It comes from a regular basis of appreciation and holy gratitude that should fill each of our hearts on a regular basis. Blessings flow in the space of gratitude. Everything in your life is happening to teach you more about yourself, or even in a crisis, to be grateful. Give thanks for having the strength to power through all the rough times, because God is going to see you through this. And on the other side of that darkness comes your sunshine. And Steve Harvey says, you can coat your mind from negativity. You do it with gratitude. Gratitude erases negativity. If you awaken in the morning and begin having negative thoughts, just stop for a moment and start going over in your mind everything you have to be grateful for. Thank you, God, for everything. Thank you for my health. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my home. Thank you for the money that I have. Thank you for everything. If these times seem tough right now, give thanks to God. Give thanks that God is with you and will see you through the tough times. You can tell the circumstance. God got this and all is well. Just try it. The more grateful you are, the more God will give you to be grateful for. You can kill more blessings by not being grateful. It is the number one blessing blocker. How do you show gratitude when you don't have everything you want? You do it by showing thanksgiving for what you already have. Then, when you ask for something, give thanks in advance, and then wait for its manifestation. Begin now to give thanks for that which you desire. Is already yours in spirit and will come forth at your command as you give thanks that it is already yours. I thank you. And now join me for our morning treatment. And we're going to start by just relaxing. Take a deep cleansing breath by just allowing God to fill you as you inhale. And as you exhale, release all the negatives, all the lack, all the fear. And as I speak in the first person, but knowing that I'm speaking for you. I know there is but one life. That life is the life of God, and that life is my life right here and right now. In consciousness of divine oneness, I speak my word for the resolving of any particular problem that concerns me now. I know there's no need too small or too great for infinite intelligence to meet. So I turn my attention to that inner source and receive its guiding action. I accept that God is all, and all is God. Therefore, this too is good. I speak to the rambling thoughts of my mind, and I say, peace be still, and know that I am. I right now declare I am an overcomer. In every season, I will say absolutely nothing is impossible. There's no obstacle too difficult to overcome. No goal too high to reach. God has equipped me with everything I need to accomplish what I could never do on my own. With great gratitude, my trust is in him because his grace is sufficient for me. Nothing can separate me from the divine presence within me. With complete faith in God's power, I know that all I am and do is the divine within me, expressing itself through me. For I know that as I change my thinking, I change my life. And in my mind, I hear comforting words that strengthen my faith. If God is for me, who can be against me? If God is for me, whom shall I fear? If God is with me, his loving arms surround me, and I am safe. I am loved. I am healed. It is with great thanksgiving, regardless of the perceived healing need or the highest desire, I know I am safe. I am loved. I am healed. I release this word into the law that responds by corresponding knowing. If God is for me, who can be against me? If God is for me, whom shall I fear? If God is with me, his loving arms surround me, supporting me, guards me, and I am safe. I am loved. I am free. I am free of all doubt, fear, or uncertainty. As together we say, and so it is. And now, let's listen for the song of reflection. And today it is, I Am So Grateful by Karen Drucker.
Gratitude before me, gratitude behind me, gratitude to the left of me. Gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me. I'm
I am so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful to you, Norma, for that wonderful spiritual mind treatment and reminder of many, many new ideas, or perhaps for some people, new ideas around gratitude. And I have a question for all of you. What would be your superpower if you could pick one? Of course, obviously, you probably know what the later answer to that question would be. But just for fun, imagine now, what would be your superpower? Would it be the ability to fly without an airplane? Would it be the ability to see through walls? Would it be the ability to have super strength to overcome anything? Would it be the superpower of connection across eons and differences in time? Well, Neil Donald Walsh says, and says quite beautifully, I think, that gratitude in advance is the most powerful creative force in the universe. Gratitude in advance is the most powerful creative force in the universe. And he bases that on a whole depth and world of understanding about what goes into that gratitude in advance of something. You know, it is one thing, as Norval well pointed out, it is one thing to be grateful for all the gifts we are given. You know, I'm so grateful for the people that prepared the food for me on Thanksgiving Day. Oh, my goodness gracious. I contributed a wee bit, but the incredible array of feasting that we did on that day and have done since then with the leftovers. I'm even grateful for turkey soup. Yeah. So as you think about all of that you're given, you're given a present on your birthday. You're given a present. We give each other presents at Christmas time. And part of what grows out of that is a sense of gratitude to those who are giving to us. And that gratitude is an expression of joy and appreciation and love and all of those things that are built into that one idea of gratitude. But what we're talking about today is a gratitude beyond gift giving. It's a gratitude that goes deeper. It's a gratitude that isn't dependent on being given anything at any one particular time, but it is dependent on the recognition that all love, all good, rather, has been given already through love, as love. We talk about this infinite a lot, and we talk about, call it God sometimes, or we call it infinite intelligence, universal mind, universal presence. But whatever all of those names are, one of the things that we know to be pretty well common in most religions is that a synonym for this ultimate power is love. Not love in a small sense, but love in the large sense. Love in that desire for you and us and all of creation to have the very best for ourselves and for one another. That infinite loving that loves us in ways that we can't imagine yet and that ways that are so much greater than we can ever fully sense. But we can sometimes get glimpses. So that giving of the good that's already there, that giving of life itself, I mean, that's the ultimate gift. You have life. I have life. And without that, everything else is kind of non-existent. But with life, there is that awareness of the good. Deep breaths. Grateful when you wake up in the morning to be alive and to be taking steps forward. Yeah. Omnipresence, nurturing all of us. It isn't just an abstract, separate idea, but it is present. It is within us. It is us. It is being us. It is doing us. It is doing itself as us, which is why we talk about the nature of life being its givingness through us, to show up as us. So it's a kind of, it's a causative energy that reveals the abundance of the universe. Think about that too a minute. It's all been provided and it is present as a causative energy that causes things to happen, that causes shifts, that causes creation, that creates in our minds and in our minds then manufactures in our world of demonstration and manifestation. You know, it is the fourth step in the five, what we teach is the five steps of treatment or of affirmative prayer. Now, teaching those five steps is like teaching you scales on the piano. It isn't music making, but it's the steps. It's the bones within the beauty and power of music. You know, every piece of glorious music you ever have heard or ever will hear is based on some kind of scale. And those organized ways of relating sounds to one another. And that's all we do when we talk about steps of a affirmative prayer. It's steps toward making and forming the basic building blocks out of which you create then affirmation and prayer and truth for yourself. So that fourth step, depending on which system you're using, there are lots of systems of steps, is gratitude. And you get to that by going through the others that say, there's only one power. It's all God. It's all good. It's all light. It's all life. And that goodness is giving to me through me. And I am therefore an expression of it. And as an expression of it, I desire to bring forward into my life and recognize in my life X, Y, or Z, this love, this joy, these relationships, prosperity, whatever the rest of that may be. And then when you get that sense that my desiring of it and my recognition of it and my knowing that of who I am in response to this infinite power is all that's needed to create it, and then I recognize it is done, it is ready, it is available, I am having it. I'm not waiting for someday that it might happen, but I am knowing it is already mine and to experience. That's when the gratitude floods in. How could you not be grateful? And that gratitude for that which has not yet occurred, but that we know in consciousness that we have already created by the formation of it in our lives and in our recognition and in our hearts, in our guts, in our feeling it. We know it's there and done. Ah, the gratitude is huge and bigger. And gratitude for knowing that it will show up in time and space in our lives. That's the kind of gratitude we're talking about. It's a gratitude of consciousness. It's a gratitude of heart and spirit and life and love. It's a gratitude that comes from within us out there, not based on what's out there that's coming into us. Make sense? And we get it by practicing it, by practicing it on a regular basis. So in a life of gratitude, my desire is to be part of that awakening, part of the awakening within myself of the spiritual magnificence that I know I am and that I know you are, that awakening that comes up and comes forward to who we truly are. And that awakening happens in relationship, very often, relationship to the world around us, to our experiences in the world around us. As we look at those and we look at us, ourselves, and we look at how does this all work together to bring me to a higher and greater idea of myself. There's a saying we often use that life is not done to us, it's done for us, however and whatever those experiences are. And we look for the for us in everything. Part of the question of that, part of the way to begin this process is to ask yourself the question, what is really mine to be? What is mine to do? What is it that life is pushing to become as me? What is it that life is trying to show up that I may be blocking or that I may not trust myself for or whatever, but those great deep down feelings and ideas and thoughts of what I want to become and who I am and who I can show up as. Getting those ideas, taking that in and becoming conscious of it, consciously aware of it, is so important. Because if I'm conscious of it, if I'm aware of it, then I can declare that I know that it is coming. It is mine. It is mine now in my mind, for the mind knows nothing of time and space. Not that deep, true mind of ourselves. So it is mine already because I've created it in consciousness. And then I dive into gratitude. I bathe in that flow of energy that is gratitude. Grateful that it is mine already in mind and grateful that it is becoming mine in my world and my life around me. So whatever it is within us that is desiring to be expressed, that is desiring to come forward, it is desiring to become gratitude for that it's there. You know, one of the things I believe and we teach often is that what we desire is not a bad thing. I grew up thinking desire was probably questionable. Especially if it was my desire, because who knows whether it was right or wrong, and had lots of labels about that. But what I now believe in my heart of hearts is that which I really desire, when I go under the layers of it and really look in the depth of it, what I desire for myself to be, become, and do are the nudges of spirit within me, that life that is trying to flow, that is flowing in me, that flow to be expressed in a particular way. There's nothing bad about it. There's nothing wrong with it. It is simply life trying to show up as us. And our desires are the great lenses through which who we are can show up in the world. Desire for what we wish to give. Not what so much what we wish to get, but more what we wish to give. And being grateful for that. It's kind of like living like the sun. You know, that one in the sky that floats around, or looks like it floats around. If actually it is floating around, but not around us. We're floating around it. It's floating around something else. We are all part of that. And you know, that the light from that sun makes up a major part of our bodies. It energizes our physical bodies. It gives us energy and light and life and truth and power and structure. All of that comes from there. And you know, that wonderful sun is just right there doing its thing, shining forth, giving, exploding gases, exploding fires, creating in ways that we can't yet imagine, don't yet understand. And it just doesn't stop giving. So what I'm talking about with gratitude is for us to give gratitude just like the sun. To give our light and energy of gratitude to enlighten and fire that constant feeling and sense and awareness and knowledge of such great gratitude for all things coming. Yeah. Beauty and power, giving life, just like the sun. See, and part of what is true about that is that gratitude is an act of trust as well. Because when you're giving gratitude that way, before you have anything result to show it, you're connecting deeply within to that power of spirit, and you are shining it forth. And there's a huge trust that what you know to be true and connect with in truth is truth, is reality, is how life works. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that it is genius when we recognize that our individual gifts and desires are not just for us, but are the desires and gifts of all people. That's a big paraphrase. It's not the way he said it exactly. He was much more eloquent. But it's that recognition that we're not alone. We're not by ourselves. Our smaller desires to give are part of the larger world's desires to give, and others can recognize that. To give peace, to give love, to give a deep appreciation to one another. And trust that in doing that, it is having an effect in life. And it's given freely. I had a dear friend who's no longer on this planet and plane of existence, but he is definitely still alive somewhere, who used to say, you know, if it's not for fun and for free, it ain't nothing that matters. Because then you're just bargaining for something, you're trying to manipulate something. But if you're giving to something for fun and for free, because it brings you joy, and because you don't want anything back in return for it, just because of the joy of giving it, then that's the power. Because then it can bring such great power to you and to others just by its very action. And if you don't recognize the coming back to you, that's okay. It doesn't matter, because you're finding so much joy in the giving of it that it's all you need, all you want, all you desire. And the final idea in this is, in this kind of giving of gratitude, not the final, but the final for today, is that giving means finding gratitude in everything. Recognizing gratitude in everything. There's an old idea in Christian scripture that says, "For all things give thanks," or "In all things give thanks" is the actual translation. Finding a way in everything to give thanks, and to spend time with that so that you can find the gratitude. I was having a conversation this week with someone who, and I shared with them some recent dreams that I woke up from, feeling some fear, feeling some dread that something from my past was going to show up and smack me. I won't tell you the details. You just know how this is for you, perhaps. But the fear was there. And my friend said, "I am so grateful." And I knew immediately what he was talking about. He was grateful that the cracks in my faith were showing up. The places, those things in my life that I still fear, because I don't believe God to be present in them, or where there's a doubting moment of that, showed up in my consciousness, bubbled up from inside while I was sleeping. And I went, "Oh goodness, I still have that." And I wasn't happy about that, because I really thought I'd cured myself of that one before I'd been healed or whatever. And yet there it was again. Another bit, another piece, spiraling as we are through the universe, but also spiraling with our own consciousness past some old ideas to see if there's still anything hanging on to them. And I was so grateful, because as soon as I recognized what it was, I was able to release it. And then speaking about it, and felt my whole body shift and change into that heightened sense of connection with all life, and connection with the One, just by naming the fear and recognizing it. That's a false idea. We talked more about that earlier this month. And that false idea bears no further manifestation or explanation in my life. I just let it go and found a deeper joy, a greater sense of aliveness, an openness to breathe in spirit, to breathe in light, to breathe in all that life has to offer. So, giving thanks for everything. Yeah, that's the power. That's the place. Learning to enjoy whatever life is offering to you at any given moment. So take another moment or two and think about things you are grateful for that are given to you, but that you are participating in. Your gratitude beyond gifts. We always say a blessing of Thanksgiving at dinner or at lunch or whatever. And at Thanksgiving, we, you know, take a moment and name some things we're grateful for. And I thought, as I sometimes do, about the food on the table in front of me and how many people are involved in bringing it forward. Not just the ones that prepare it once it gets to their kitchens, but the people who get it to their kitchens, the many, many hands of folks and working on all kinds of levels of things, bringing that food from wherever it birthed and grew through all the processes that we now have in our modern culture onto our tables. It's not quite the same as the old days of walking out and shooting something or grabbing something out of the garden and coming in and preparing it. It goes through many steps and stages. and create so much abundance and prosperity for so many people in that process. Which only has a small thing to do with how much money you pay for it. Think about the gratitude for all of those people who are giving so much to make that available and possible for you to sit down and enjoy. In my house, a given meal may come from all over the world, not just locally. And locally. But I'm so grateful. My gratitude goes into the idea of food itself, of nourishment itself. I'm grateful that we have the capacity and ability to be nourished and to know how to nourish our bodies. And in nourishing our bodies, nourishing our spirits, and nourishing our consciousness and our thoughts, which frees us then to go deeper, deeper, deeper into spiritual life and spiritual living. So choose some area that you wish you were becoming, or that you have a sense within you that there's something pushing forward within you, pushing forward to become it, to show up as it. You know what it is. You know that thing you maybe have only told one or two people that you really would like to be and like to become and like to experience and express. Maybe you've never imagined it possible. Maybe it's something about travel, or maybe it's something about life. Maybe it's something about relationships, the quality there, the way in which you want that to show up. Take a moment and imagine. Imagine yourself being that person. Or having that experience. Imagine yourself already there. So if you will, close your eyes. Take a moment. If you want to close your eyes, whatever it takes for you to turn within and turn away from what's outside of you, except perhaps to hear my voice. And as you turn within, you recognize, hey, I'm this person. And you begin to notice and imagine and see that which you would have loved and desired to become. But you begin to see it is already done. You're already being it, imagining it. Imagination is a powerful, it's also a great superpower. So you breathe into it and you imagine it. You see yourself coming to life. Already achieved, already being that which you've imagined and desired. See the people who would surround you. See the circumstance. Imagine what it would feel like. Imagine what it would taste like, what you would be eating. How you would be moving. Paint the picture as clearly as you can, as vibrantly as you choose. Let the words, the juicy words, show up to support this. And very gradually shift your awareness from this is what you will become to this is who you are. For if you can imagine it, it's already present in your being. It's present in your consciousness, awaiting your recognition of it. Imagining yourself with all the love, the joy, the peace, the health. Imagining the gifts that you so want to give, being given freely and joyously received by a world that's hungry for them, that's searching for them, this desiring them. And imagine the richness and abundance that comes with living in that freedom and joy, where everything required for you to live in that kind of beingness that you've imagined for yourself is available and supplied. And even more supplied in order to share and to give and to awaken yourself and all humanity towards that great magnificence that we are. And knowing with me that because we are expressions of a divine infinite beingness, these imaginations are not our individual set off, selfish, set apart ideas, but these ideas are part of the consciousness of that one power. Therefore, they are being activated right here and right now within each of us and brought forth by spiritual law into full function. And that law is simply one of cause and effect, of abundance, a law of attraction, that we attract to us all those things we believe in. And as I dive deeply into the gratitude for this already being the true reality of me and who I am and what I'm about, I feel such confidence and such joy. And I allow that joy to simply permeate all of my thinking today. So I can release this idea, this affirmative prayer, if you will, knowing that I have now established this consciousness in me and in the universe and in the world. I can let it be. And so it is. And so as we move on now today, I trust this has been a meaningful time for you. Don't hesitate to reach out to me and to us through our website, cslmidtown.org, if you require or would like to have support along any of these lines. And I am trusting and knowing that that which you have imagined for yourself is already accomplished, that you have fallen into gratitude about, is already done. It is now being acted upon and carried forward. This is the life you deserve. This is the life that is yours, because you're wonderful. So am I. So it is. So if you find this valuable, I invite you to participate in our program of prosperity, our program of giving. And I'm invited Vance Blue, our treasurer, to come and speak to you a little further.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. It was an awesome talk this morning on gratitude, and especially this week of Thanksgiving, where we get reminded of what's possible, what we have, this life, this, and everything that we have in our life that to be grateful for. So with that thought, I know that for me, I get fed spiritually here every week, CSL Midtown. And with that, my giving back into this community to help support and continue this outreach, this beautiful message that goes into the world every week. And we do that consciously. We've got the opportunity to give every week, cslmidtown.org/donate. And if you will, with me, read our affirmation of prosperity. And on this, there's a QR code that you can scan to give that will take you right to the donation site. So with me, please say, I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And now on to the rest of our announcements.
And it's time for everybody's favorite fun game, announcements, announcements, announcements. Hey, stay in touch with the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown through our newsletter. Get one email a week, letting you stay informed. And please subscribe when visiting YouTube to our YouTube channel. Those subscriptions go a long, long way. And while you're on your social media, why not give us a like and a share on Facebook? Let your friends know what we're doing. Invite them to come watch our services with you. And join us on our Zoom room throughout the week. We offer a variety of Zoom interaction opportunities each and every week here as part of the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. 10 a.m. Sunday is our discussion group around the 365 Science of Mind book. Every Sunday, 12 noon Sundays, our community fellowship immediately following our Sunday services, and 12 noon on Tuesday, our online empowerment opportunity. The access room information remains the same for all of our Zoom experiences. If you need access, please visit cslmidtown.org and you'll find access information on our website. Join us on any of our Zoom opportunities throughout the week. And while you're with us, be sure to connect with one of our professional practitioners. These are folks that are highly trained to support you along your spiritual journey. You can learn more on our website about our professional practitioners. Just head over to cslmidtown.org, click on About and Practitioners. Then you'll see their bios and a way to reach them and learn a little bit more about each of them. And please send us your prayer requests. Click on the Home tab and look for Affirmative Treatment Prayer Requests. Fill out the form, send it off, and get our professional practitioners praying for you each and every day. All right.
Thank you for being with us. A couple of quick words about what's coming up. We begin our new series next month, starting next Sunday, where we begin to look at the wonderful celebrations that are coming up for this time of year. Our speaker next Sunday will be Reverend Julie Lobato, who has spoken with us before. She will be here to share a talk that Sunday. I will be on a short break, and I'll be back with you the following week. So this coming week, however, December the 1st, on Wednesday night, we begin our monthly series on Wisdom Wednesdays. And what I'd like to share about that is that this is not a time where you just come sit and listen to Bob share his wisdom, because my wisdom is only a small part of the ultimate possible wisdom that's available. Instead, it's a time where we come together and bring all of our wisdom to look at and discuss whatever the theme is for the month. And this month, we are going to be talking about thriving through the holidays. Holidays can be a challenge for some folks. It can be a great celebration, however, for everyone, if we find the ways and the places to go with that for ourselves in consciousness. So bring your wisdom, bring your thoughts, bring your questions, and we'll see you on Wednesday night. Right now, join me, if you will, in our closing affirmation. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth with a heart into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that moves, lives, has its being through me. And so it is. See you all next time.